While Kamina and Tassander made arrangements, the off-worlders sent back to the hill camp for their gear. Haliava disappeared. Ben assumed it was forever, but she returned a few minutes later with her pack and her weapons. Hesitant, she approached Luke.
Take me with you.
He gave her a look of genuine surprise.
Take me to the stars so that I may find the Sith and kill them and free my sisters.
That's not our mission, Haliava. Luke sighed. But I won't stand in the way of anyone who wants to do harm to the Sith. If you survive long enough to make your way to the spaceport, you can find a way to get off-world. If you can get off-world, perhaps you can learn enough about the Sith to find them. Stone-faced, she turned and disappeared once more into the woods. Tassander and Kamina returned a few minutes later. Tassander held two data cards, which he handed to Luke.
Access codes for two speeder bikes. Drolas and his brother Tulu's. They'll get you to the spaceport.
Thank you.
And this,
Kamina held up a rolled animal hide bound with a thong,
is for you, Ben, since your father cannot take it.
Ben took it from her.
What is it?
What is it you call it?
Kamina turned to her husband.
A deed.
Tassander jerked his thumb over his shoulder.
To the hill, for the Jedi Order. I think you should build a new school here. So now there's a piece of land you can use, right here in Bright Sun territory, if you want it.
Thank you.
Ben tucked the deed into his belt.
Hey, Dad, I've got my landlord job back.
Galactic Empire Embassy, Coruscant.
Flanked by white armored troopers, Moff Lesserson was conducted into Head of State Fell's temporary office. He affected unconcern as he looked around, noting that the damage from Senator Treen's failed assassination attempt had been repaired. Jagged Fell sat behind the desk. Its dark woods and synthetic surfaces were well suited to his dark hair and brooding manner. Fell gestured at a chair.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
Lesserson kept an open, unsuspecting expression on his face, but inwardly his stomach began to flare up. Had Fell already discovered his complicity in the restaurant attack? Had Lesserson's operatives been so clumsy?
I want to talk to you about the other night's attempt on my life.
Lesserson's heart sank, but he kept his sabacc face on. Bluff, bluff, always bluff.
A most unfortunate event. It's miraculous that you escaped unhurt. I've seen the recordings of Javis Tyr's broadcast.
Yes. While I'm certain that enhanced security measures will keep me safe, the two recent attempts have served to remind me of my own mortality. And the fact that if I were to fall to an assassin's blaster, what would result would be a power vacuum. A struggle for power now, at a time when we can least afford it, as we negotiate for the Empire's union with the Galactic Alliance.
Lesserson nodded. This didn't sound like an accusation. Perhaps he'd squeaked through after all.